Good morning, Penn Trafford. This is Colton Bukowski and Jeffrey Backus here with another political podcast. Today we will be talking about Donald Trump's supposed cabinet. Okay, so let's just start at the top with the Vice President, Mr. Mike Pence. What do you think about Mike Pence, Jeff?
Well, I thought Mike Pence was a very fitting choice for Donald Trump from the beginning. I mean, he does have a lot of the same values as Mr. Trump does. He's a Republican, conservative, Christian. I feel like a lot of people are hard on him because of those values, almost unfairly. Do you agree with that? Or
I agree that sometimes people can be a little bit decisive with him, but there are some views that are just insane. He believes that shocking teens can take them and not make them gay.
Well, that view wasn't necessarily something I looked into that, and it was a long time ago that he did that, and I believe he mentioned that he doesn't believe that anymore. But he does have a lot of experience in politics, something that Mr. Trump doesn't.
Okay, next with his chief of staff, Richard Priebus. He is the RNC chair, is that true, Jeffrey?
Yes, he's the RNC general counsel.
So that means basically he's one of the heads of the Republican Party.
Which makes sense. If we have a Republican president, most of the cabinet is going to be Republican.
Of course, but just the fact that we have an RNC chair within this administration can make the next election biased on the Republican side. If Donald Trump decides to run again, he will almost have an instant run if this guy still...
Oh, because he has an RNC. Well, yeah. Then that's kind of brilliant in a way. I feel like it doesn't really... After Trump, I don't feel like it affects anything.
No.
But I mean, it's sort of a safety net to make sure that if he wants to, he can be in the next election. And obviously this man has political experience.
Yes. Okay, now with Steve Bannon, the chief strategist and senior counsel, I do not agree with Steve Bannon in his alt-right movement at all. I don't believe in Breitbart News, and...
He's alt-right? No, yeah. he's all conservative?
He's alt-right. And his political experience is basically helping run the Trump campaign for a little while until Kellyanne Conway came in.
Yeah, he was the chief executive officer of his campaign early.
Yeah.
Like in August.
And he also served in the Navy, so that might give at least some military experience.
I mean, most of them from here, these three, have had political experience.
Yes.
The next one is... Read that.
It is White House counsel with Donald McGahn, or McGahn. Before serving, he is a former member of the United States Federal Election Commission, and he served on that from 2008 to 2013, and he has a long career as an election lawyer and is a partner. Okay, and now for Secretary of State, we have Rex Tillerson. Rex Tillerson is an ExxonMobil CEO. Now,
so
what do you
think? Likes oil.
Yes,
he likes oil.
He might go and become a lobbyist. We're not sure with that. Oil people usually intend to become lobbyists in the
end.
What
is a lobbyist?
Lobbyists are people who basically provide money to campaigns for favors, such as the Goldman Sachs company does. For these favors, they get what they want, and if they do not provide these favors, then campaigns will be defunded. Other things might happen.
Was Rex Tillerson a member of the Trump campaign?
He was not a member of this campaign.
Okay. Well, I mean, obviously we know one of Mr. Trump's ideas was to bring back oil to many places, which goes against a lot of environmental movements that are occurring in our country that are going towards renewable energy. So it'd be interesting to see how he uses this Rex Tillerson to his advantage from the oil aspect.
Mm-hmm. And of course, he has some foreign experience because he has to trade a lot.
Yes. So, I mean, most of these people, the people we've talked about now, do have political experience. So I find that most of them are quite good choices from this standpoint.
Going to our Secretary of Defense, General James Mattis. What
do
you believe?
Also known as Mad Dog.
Yes. What do you believe about him?
Well, I know that he is regarded by most as a little bit insane, but as I was doing reading on him, people call him the tactical genius. I feel like he is a very, very good general, but I find that it's strange he's a Secretary of Defense, more or less, because that deals more with defending the country than attacking other things, even though he really wants to go against he does want to go against the terrorists a lot.
Yeah.
Like, he's really pro. So, I feel like it's a good choice. He's a very experienced man, but I don't understand. Secretary of Defense seems kind of strange.
44 years with the United States Marine Corps. I mean, for Secretary of Defense, it could work out in the end if you ever need to defend America. But right now, I think it's a strange choice to me. He should be still in the field, maybe helping being a more aggressive force with this.
Yeah.
And skipping over a couple of people, I want to talk about the Secretary of Interior, Ryan Zink. He is just a military person. He has no experience whatsoever in Interior
America.
He's
Secretary of the Interior. In the Interior.
Yes.
And what is that? Do you know?
It's basically people who work with bridges, roadways.
Oh, so the infrastructure of America.
Yeah, he is mainly for infrastructure.
He's a military man.
Yeah, he was with the Navy SEALs. He worked with Combined Joint Special Operations Task Force on the Arabian Peninsula, and commanded a lot of operations there.
Why isn't he in a military position within the government? That's strange. It's a strange choice.
Yes, definitely. Next, we have Rick Perry for Secretary of Energy. He is the longest-serving governor of Texas, having served from 2000 to 2015. He ran for president and dropped out in the primaries, of course.
Oh, was he a Republican? He was a Republican.
Yes, he was a Republican candidate.
So, do you think that had any influence on how Trump picked him? The fact that he ran? Or?
It could have, but Rick Perry in the beginning was very critical of Trump. I'm thinking that in the end, Trump's thought that Rick Perry might bring some dissenting voices into the mix, because that's what Abraham Lincoln did with his groups. He brought in people like Edward Stanton, who were completely against what Lincoln believed, and he needed that voice.
Okay,
other than
to have a different opinion in the to even it. I understand. Yeah.
Other than James Buchanan, who brought in people who just said yes to him no matter what, and that kind of led to a little bit of a conflict in America.
That makes a lot of sense. But still, since we have begun, I believe all these people are more conservative in their views. Is that correct?
Yes. Okay. And now for Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, aka the HUD. The HUD secretary is Ben Carson.
That is strange.
Yeah, he is a person I would never put into that position. He is a neurosurgeon. Yes, a retired neurosurgeon. He is actually one. It's just I don't understand.
Do you know why he even ran for president? Because I'm not 100% sure why.
Well,
what his purpose was. He wrote a book, right?
Yeah, I think he. Well, in this world, anybody can run for president.
That
I can run for president. You can run for president. It doesn't matter.
He still did get farther than a lot of people.
Yeah, he got to I think around New Hampshire maybe before dropping out.
There were about five Republican candidates before he dropped out.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a bad like. Obviously, he wasn't a bad candidate for president. He must have had good views to make some people like him for that long.
It's
strange to put him as housing and urban development.
I do believe that Trump originally offered him a post of Surgeon General.
I thought it had something to do with school. Isn't that what he wanted?
Maybe.
An education position?
He might have.
I believe I was looking into that.
The only reason I could ever see him, if I were ever even like just believing that he could do it, is that he grew up in a city. That's the only reason.
Many people grow up in cities.
Exactly.
Doesn't mean everyone can serve as the Housing and Urban Development Secretary.
Okay, so let's go to our...
And that was the first African-American male. The rest of them were white males. Not to say the racism, but just to point out the faces.
He is the first African-American. The U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations is Governor Nikki Haley. I truthfully like this choice. Trump made a good choice on this woman. She is a South Carolinian governor, I think. Yes.
Ooh, that's good. Okay. She's an ambassador. Good political experience. That's perfect.
And she is the first real woman that we have brought up today. There is a good many women in Trump's cabinet compared to a couple other cabinets that the Republican Party has ever put forth.
Yeah, I mean, he's obviously not the, or at least from what I've seen, the sexist, racist pig that everyone likes to call him. I mean, he does have some as equality within this cabinet.
Yeah. But the thing about the United Nations is that you have to control every nation, basically, and try to control your arguments and discussions with them.
So it's a big position.
It's a very big position for her.
Well, from what her qualifications are, I mean, being the governor of the state of Carolina, it's a big position. I feel like that was a very intelligent choice.
The only thing I might ever see wrong with her is that she has little to no prior experience in the foreign areas.
Okay.
For Secretary of Transportation, I like his choice. It's Elaine Chao. And before serving on this board, she was Secretary of Labor under George W. Bush from 2001 through 2009.
So she has experience within the cabinet as well. Mm-hmm.
And she is the first Asian American to serve in a cabinet position.
Okay.
The only thing I don't exactly like is she is married to Senator Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
Do you think that had any influence in this choice?
I think it definitely has some influence on this choice just because of Mitch McConnell's state in the Senate.
It's not what you know, it's who you know.
Yeah, because the Senate is one of the biggest things in America that needs to completely be used to go through all
arguably
the laws.
The most powerful is Congress.
Yes.
In the three branches.
They're bigger than the House of Representatives because if the House passes something, the Senate can kill it still. With less people, too.
The Senate has two for each state, correct?
Yeah, two for each state. Let me see. But I still do like her qualifications earlier than that. Now we have National Security Advisor, Lieutenant General Michael Flynn. Flynn...
Okay, I like that.
Yeah. Served as the 18th Director of Defense Intelligence Agency under President Barack Obama.
Oh, so they're continuing him from the previous cabinet.
I'm not completely sure. He's changing his position, basically.
Okay. Well, he's a general, obviously. Does he have any specific military qualifications?
He began his career in 1981 as a second lieutenant in military intelligence. So he's intelligence gathering.
So he wasn't a fighter.
He could have been on the battlefield.
I feel like that's better than being... I feel like being an intelligence person is better than being a fighter when dealing with the National Security Advisor.
Especially when you're with the NSA. Intelligence gathering is what they do.
Yeah, versus the Secretary of Defense, who should be a little bit of a fighter. And this man has much more intelligence than fighting.
Mm-hmm. Let me see here. Okay, and our final person is the Secretary of the Treasury, Steve Mnuchin. I do not like Steve Mnuchin. He has worked with Goldman Sachs for 17 years.
Yeah, what is Goldman Sachs?
It is another company known to be lobbyists. Basically, I will provide you with campaign money if you do exactly what I say. And he also has a privately owned hedge fund, which is basically goes through Goldman Sachs. So,
does he have experience with economics? What are his qualifications for the Treasury?
He's a successful banker. That's the only thing.
Well, that's good from just a basic standpoint to have experience with economics of the country.
Yeah.
I don't think that was a bad choice, except for possible bias, but I don't understand where that really would come in to affect his job.
It's just the fact that a company might come and approach him, and he will look out over his own ambitions over that of the American people.
Because of he might.
Because of lobbyists.
Yeah. And none of these people are actually confirmed to be part of his cabinet.
No, the confirmation steps begin after January 20th, I do believe, whenever Trump is inaugurated.
So, Penn Trafford, this is just, the suggested cabinet for Donald Trump.
Okay, so thank you everyone for listening to our political podcast. Thank you very much.